Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up. My boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school. Back to school. Back to school.
School.
No.
Back.
No. What do you do at school?
Learn.
Before school.
Read.
No.
Before school. Education.
Wall.
Wall.
No. Wall. What would Adam Sandler have to do with the wall?
What do you do for school?
For tests?
You study.
There you go. Study. I thought that was pretty solid. Well done,
stupid.
Robbie. Your face is stupid. S-T-U-D-Y.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry. Out of the box. Point for me. Study. Text that to 72881. Your $1,000 give and go is brought to you by Anna John Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center. It is the Lucky Hearts Poker Open going on today, man. It is the main championship going down. $1 million guaranteed. Everybody's in there. The business has picked up, Leroy. It's all going down right now.
You got still got some satellite events you can get in it.
Yeah, man. $1,100 buy-in. You can get all your details at shrpo.com. We got ourselves a fun show today. Pudge Rodriguez is going to join the show today, boys. Champion, Hall of Famer, Marlins legend, all that stuff in fold. He will join us later on in the show today. That'll be fun.
Huh.
Dion Waiters. What?
Is joining us?
No, Dion Waiters is not joining us.
Oh, damn it. That would have been so good.
I wish Dion Waiters joined us. Dion Waiters is a fun interview. No, he's not joining us, but heat practice. I believe the media is going to be able to speak to guys at around 1:30.
How's that going to go?
He's going to be getting treatment at 1:15?
I don't know.
Yeah, but Spo's going to talk. Is this the first time they've had a chance to talk to Spo since his outburst?
Yes. Yeah, they were out. They were off yesterday.
You know, ever since he didn't want to tell anyone, but he told the Herald?
That's right. He thought he was just having a conversation with Barry.
Yeah, just a little conversation.
Barry Jackson, he's like, I'm not telling nobody nothing, Barry. What are you doing with that recorder?
No, Barry's old school. He not only does he have the old school recorder, like a tape in it.
He has what?
But he's got the notepad. He's got
hold
like
on,
the
hold on though. What? Barry's got to have an iPhone. A connected guy like him has to have
no,
a smartphone.
No. He's old school, bro. Barry's old school journalist.
Barry has a flip phone?
No, I mean I don't know what kind of phone he has. Although I don't think it's an iPhone. I think it may be.
I've gotten emoji texts from him before. I think he does have an iPhone.
No, I'm not sure about that. But
you can't send emojis on a flip phone.
I can attest to him with the recorder that he holds underneath a notepad.
Oh, that's a vet. See, that is a savvy vet move,
yes.
Leroy. You don't see the recorder.
Right.
It's just under the notepad. It's
under
camouflaged.
The notepad. Yep. Correct.
Sneak attack.
Correct. Yeah.
Sneak attack.
The buzz knows what's up.
Do you think that Barry Jackson just has like a library of mini cassettes that just have all
1,000%.
Recordings on it?
And here's the proof of that. So, and he still does this, but so let's say like we get media days in August for the football team, whatever, Dolphins, Canes, whatever, right? And he'll talk to every player and every coach, and he'll just save quotes. And then like in LA, let's say he talks to a defensive end in August about, what do you want your sack total to be this year? And the guy, and he says, 11. And then all of a sudden, and he gives a quote about that. In November, if the guy's getting close, Barry will write, well, as so-and-so told me, he wanted his sack total to be 11, and here's a quote. But he doesn't say that the quote is from August. He makes it seem like that was, from yesterday.
You know what? That's kind of cheesy.
Is it?
Man.
I think it's good journalism.
Let me ask you a question.
I think it's great journalism.
You honestly think you could live that way? Like, you ask a guy a question. You wonder why nobody says anything. He is the reason why.
He's got such good nuggets.
He's the
best. Okay, that's fine.
Everyone talks to Barry. No one clams up around Barry.
Never mind.
What?
Like, I'm dealing with two
idiots. It's not like gotcha. It's like...
It's not gotcha.
It's kind of like he's got quotes. He's like a quote squirrel.
But here.
Quote squirrel.
You understand that when you're in these interviews like this...
Right.
Like, they just want an answer. So you just do it to keep it moving. Then to have it come back at you 6 months later, you're like,
What's cheesy, an old quote or Kyrie Irving yesterday after he hit the game saying, by the way, everybody, I had a phone conversation with
LeBron.
Let me
ask you a question. When I heard this, you were the first person came to mind.
Am I?
You know why?
Why so?
Because if that had anything to do with Miami, you'd be like, uh-oh, he's opening the door to go play with LeBron.
I think here's the thing, though.
Lakers. No, that's right up your alley, though.
That'd be so hypocritical, though, for him to be like, I want to be
that's
on my own. I want
right
to be the leader.
That's right up Tobin's alley.
No, but when I heard Kyrie say that, I was like, oh, he thinks that he's going to use LeBron, but he just got outfoxed. He got outfoxed because you made LeBron come to you. And did you hear the details? Guess where LeBron was when he got this call?
Where?
At dinner with Kevin Love. No joke. Busted ass Kevin Love was in L.A. LeBron was in L.A. They're both old and hobbled. Kyrie Irving hits this shot. Well, actually, it was before that. And he goes, hey, Kev, look who's calling.
You think that?
Mr. Fit in, fit out himself. And so Kyrie goes, I'm sorry I said those things this week. You know, I called LeBron James up and I said, man, LeBron, you were right, man. Leading's hard. And I'm sorry that I said that I didn't want you to be my father and that I have a father and that I called you out for trying to be a leader. Leading's hard. And so, like, you're kind of trying to piggyback off the LeBron credibility there if you're Kyrie Irving because, you know, Kyrie doesn't do a whole lot of winning on his own. And when he goes and gets injured, a lot of people, they seem to do pretty good without him. Pretty good.
But he's awesome.
He is. I'm not saying he's not awesome. But his team last year, Eastern Conference Finals. The other team, which lost him, went to the finals. So it's just you're using this LeBron element. Now, the thing that he didn't realize was when LeBron's telling him, you know, Kyrie, leadership's a hard thing, man. You know what's bad for leadership? Don't bring another superstar in there. It makes it hard. So if the idea comes up that they should trade for Anthony Davis, you say no. You say that would be a thing that would mess up our chemistry. Because LeBron's always thinking, gotcha. Gotcha. 10 steps ahead.
What is wrong with you?
Telling you.
What is LeBron, wrong with
you? I brought it up because I know
bad idea
of his scheming. His trickery.
Oh, no.
His verbal jujitsu.
Yeah, but
he's all into all that. And look at the twist he put on
like,
it.
What? Leroy, like, you know, he doesn't do a show sheet like we're used to from the old days with fake text on it. But what he does do is, you know, he preps. You know, he wrote down one topic. Kyrie calls LeBron. And he had just every matriculation of
every scenario, every reason why.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I know. You may run, but you can't hide.
All I have written in front of me are the code words.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
There's really, there's nothing going on locally tonight.
Of course
the heater
is.
Off.
Uh-oh. Robbie chimes in.
What?
That means there must be some action.
Well, no, as far as local action tonight, not very much, but there are big local headlines. The Canes are offering another quarterback, and that's just the minor of it. And, you know, the new mock draft.
Yep. Mock draft is huge.
Okay, Mel Kiper. It's not like I'm not a Mickey Mouse mock draft.
I can't access it because I'm not a ESPN, whatever the hell, member. So I don't have that.
It's been all over.
It's everywhere.
I don't watch SportsCenter.
You know what? Check this out.
Wait a minute,
Robbie. You do you.
No, keep it going.
Robbie keep it going. You got garbage headlines.
I want Robbie.
Robbie.
Well, yeah. So
Robbie,
the mock draft. It has the Dolphins. This is not a Mickey Mouse mock draft. This is some guy in the street doing a mock draft. This is Mel Kiper Jr.
The OG.
The OG.
Okay, and what's his hit percentage on draft picks?
Number 13 overall for the Dolphins, Kyler Murray.
Hot damn. Hot damn.
And so there it is. Everyone's talking about 2020, and we might be blowing off 2020.
Might be blowing off 2020. Wait, might just get right to it. What?
Did I not say that yesterday?
I don't get you. You sit here and you yell at me about trading Minkah Fitzpatrick and Xavier Howard for picks, and all of a sudden I get excited about taking Kyler Murray, and they don't have to do any of that because they're going to get Kyler Murray, all of a sudden you're upset about that.
No, I absolutely said the other
lane.
Oh, my God.
I absolutely the other day said, what if they get a quarterback
pick
this year?
Lane?
What if they like one of those guys?
No, I don't think that. You say that. I never heard you say that.
Oh. All I heard was you say, oh,
my God.
You're going to get your quarterback killed.
Robbie.
You got nothing around the quarterback.
If you trade everybody.
Right.
So what if you find a quarterback this year and you traded your left tackle?
Look, this is a Morpheus red pill, blue pill thing. All right. We were talking about a red pill scenario, which is tank and go to the next year. Blue pill is Kyler Murray.
Do we like the blue pill, though?
I kind of like the blue pill. I do. 5'9", but he's got a hose, and he can
run. So did
Nkosi
Perry.
Oh, come on. Don't compare the Heisman Trophy winner to a dude who's Snapchatting sex.
Has Kyler Murray been seen with piles of cash in his lap?
He will be.
He actually has a pile
Steven
of cash.
He already has a pile of cash.
He's got to get it back.
It's a valid point.
Don't make up for it.
Those Mr. Ross bricks.
What is wrong with you?
But it was a little fishy, though, how the Dolphins ended up landing Kyler Murray, because at number seven, at six, the Giants took Dwayne Haskins.
Talk about the Jaguars.
At seven, the Jaguars, Kyler Murray was available, and they took Cody Ford, a tackle guard from Oklahoma.
I understand the fodder. We love doing this stuff. But is Mel Kiper right on any of this stuff?
It's a mock draft.
I don't care.
This is a mock draft 1.0. He's got like seven more to do.
I don't care.
Senior Bowl. We still got the combine.
He has thinning hair. He doesn't have his great hair anymore. Like, get him off my TV.
The idea of the Dolphins
draft. So overrated is Mel Kiper.
Oh, get out of here. The idea of the Dolphins drafting a Heisman Trophy winner with the electricity of Kyler Murray is the most exciting Dolphins move since.
I'm willing to throw at the dartboard if the Dolphins draft Kyler Murray.
Why?
Because it's so stupid. Mel Kiper doesn't know anything.
Hold on. I got this. Okay, go ahead. Coming from the same guy who yesterday.
Hashtag TNM.
Exactly.
Hold on. You know what? I hear something. I think it's a cardboard flap going down. And then another one going.
Are you saying I'm boxed in because of Tate Martell?
Finish your point, Leroy.
Are you saying I'm boxed in because of Tate Martell?
You be quiet.
Your excitement. For a college transfer.
Yes.
Who we don't even know can play.
Wait a minute, though.
And by the way.
You're getting on people for being excited.
I'd like to.
That the Dolphins may draft Kyler Murray,
but
the Heisman Trophy winner.
Tate Martell is actually on campus. It actually happened. It's not a pipe dream. Here's the dude with the thinning hair telling you, oh, they're going to draft Kyler Murray, and he's going to be wrong.
It's not about being right or wrong. You don't know how the mock draft game works.
I know how it works.
It's about
wrong.
You don't know
just
about
Mel
this mock
Kiper,
draft life.
Talk about a football
He doesn't do trades.
Talk about
Let me
a
get
football
this straight. Let
wait,
me get this straight.
No, no. Talk about a football Ponzi schemer. This guy has been absolutely Ponzi scheming all of us for 30 years.
Yeah. Draft day. Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day.
You think Jake regrets getting behind the Johnny Manziel thing, too? He's got a curse going, man. It's a plague on sports like none other. Drake supporting your team. Because he hops on that bandwagon, and that bandwagon crashes. Better watch out.
Hey, Kyler Murray, stay away from Drake.
Yeah, do not. Hey, Kyler Murray, as tempting as it may be, do not hang out with Drake. Dude comes here, shoots a video on the University of Miami. All ends.
They ain't even got the same coach.
Oh, my God. It's just
team is in shambles right now.
Look, man, stay away.
Got Beast cheering just a transfer. Not even.
Could be 2020. He might not even be ready to play this year.
I feel bad for this Tate Martell, though, because you know, these hoops that they got to jump through just to play football. It's so ridiculous. It's so – think about this.
I have a rule. They should have a rule in NCAA. All right?
Do what you want.
No. If your coach leave, you are free to go.
That's what he's trying to do.
That's the card he's trying to play. And he should be able to.
And then what the coaches say is that I sell you the university. Get out of here. University ain't promised me playing time.
Man, it's so ridiculous. So you think about this. Like, Manny Diaz got to hop back and forth to get his gig. He made his choice. He committed to Temple. And he's like, never mind. Back to Miami. Cooler job. And it's like the thing that always gets thrown at these kids, too. They're like, well, if you do this, you're going to break everybody's will to compete. And it's like, really? How about Oklahoma? Do they want to compete? Because they just imported a ringer. Like, all of a sudden, they're just like, we could compete, and we could go with this five-star young prospect that we have in development, but we could get Jalen Hurts. Why wait? Why not just put it in a microwave?
If anything, other than to pull a Bill Belichick and get the information.
It's so one-sided.
Because I have a feeling Oklahoma will be there again.
Sure. Of course they will.
It's a third straight transfer quarterback.
I mean, like, how crazy is that? And does anybody talk about Oklahoma's lack of competition? Why didn't they do it on their laurels?
Nope.
No? Oh, okay. That's funny. That's interesting. So the kids are wimps and wusses and not men's and millennials and soft and all that stuff.
Coach can be like, is Lincoln deuces.
Riley, Lincoln Riley soft? No? It's not? Mm-hmm. What if Lincoln Riley gets what if he decides to finally up and leave for the NFL?
Well, because remember, there was a big talk that he might take the Browns job.
Of course there was.
Because he could coach his boy.
Hot prospect. But would there be anybody talking about, we're going to let this kid go to Texas?
What about Pete Carroll? Pete Carroll left right before all the stuff happened.
I just don't want to hear it, man. Like, with all these things, these cases that these kids have to throw out, they think it's going to break the competitive spirit. Come on. What are we doing here? Everybody will adjust to the system. It's just like with the whole thing with the one and done that's going to get done in the NBA. They're like, well, you're going to have everybody running rampant going to
No.
What you have right now is it all being run by shoe people. What's been unveiled is college basketball is a farce that is run by Adidas and Nikes and New Balance and all that nonsense.
New Balance?
And yeah, New Balance is making a comeback.
Really?
You got to get in.
Yeah, Kawhi.
Huge. Oh. New Balance is huge.
Under Armour. How about Under Armour too, right?
All they have is Steph and a couple of smaller.
Kent Bazemore.
But for the college basketball, you're talking college basketball,
maybe
right?
In Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan Brand.
Man, you tell a teenager he can wear get free Jordans
or free New Balance.
Wherever the bribe goes, that's where these kids go.
Michigan is the only school where the kids wear their game shoes everywhere.
Because
they're Jordans.
Does Crocs have a team?
They should.
I think you and Robbie was starring that. No running required.
But it's just like we're sitting here this situation, and it's like, well, Manny Diaz got to change his mind. He's the coach, and the NCAA is going to be like, Tate Martell, you couldn't change your mind. No playing for a year. No football.
Here's what I can't figure out is that we can hold 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds to a standard that the adults in the NCAA can't abide by.
Right. No, it's stupid.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they are getting paid. They're getting paid for a job, and these kids are going for an education is what they like to put it.
Oh, somebody said, why does Justin Fields get to play? He's a graduate transfer.
Yep. Well, he's not. He's only been in college for 1 year. Like, there's no way he could have graduated.
They gave him an exception?
Why would he get an exception? There wasn't a coaching change at Georgia.
No, like, there's no he wasn't the starting quarterback, but I don't think it's been approved that he's going to be playing next year. Is that for sure?
No, I don't think he's playing next
year.
Was
he redshirted?
No, he was a true freshman last year.
It doesn't matter. You'd have to sit out anyways.
Yeah, unless you have some hooky waiver.
Unless you get a waiver, you have to sit out. He's trying to play that there was an incident.
The other thing that Tate Martell is trying to do is he's going to try and graduate by May.
We're just fishing. I don't think that's like there's reports disputing whether that's possible or not.
You have to graduate in 2.5 years.
Like, you'd basically have to take 27 credits in like 1 month.
So just
but check this out. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Can it happen?
Of course.
There you go.
No, but Leroy, let me ask you a question. In order for it to happen, Ohio State would have to play along. You think they're going to play along and help out?
Yeah, why not?
Do they send the credits over? Once the credits are sent over, it's over.
In order for him to graduate, they'd have to make it possible for him to take like 8 classes this semester.
They got to tell you how many credits. Once your credits transfer over and they tell you how many you got to get left, then the Canes take the ball from there and go.
Ohio State is not helping the University of Miami in any way, shape, or form.
What's to help? They're not. What do they care?
They're getting a quarterback. They're getting Justin Fields.
They're going to get in the way. They're going to get in the way. There's going to be a flag thrown by a referee. Wait, I'm having
weirdly
a
paranoid.
Sorry.
You're being weirdly
it's
paranoid.
It's Ohio State.
About this.
I get flashbacks.
I don't. Yeah.
Like, has a Carolina Tar Heel basketball player taken a course by themselves in the last 20 years? Because remember that scandal that came out with them?
Right. Yep.
And they were like, none of them taking class, huh?
Hey, right. They were off to everybody.
No punishment. No punishment.
Yeah, we had the system where they could be playing video games at home, but that would count as a class. So
they have us strategically placed.
Halo 101.
We can answer all questions of everybody that comes out of the poker room.
I know. People think we're here for guidance.
Hey, where's the bathroom? Hey, where's that restaurant?
Bro, I've been doing radio remotes for 20 plus years. It has never failed that I will be somewhere or you'll be somewhere or anyone will be somewhere with the headphones on talking about, you know, football, and someone will ask you where the bathroom is.
You know where they don't do that?
Where?
Vegas.
I mean, come on.
Vegas, everybody's doing the same thing you're doing.
Huh. Absolutely.
Huh. Okay. We'll just let that roll.
Yeah, we'll just let it sit there like a fart in an elevator.
Jeez. Could you come up with another analogy?
Is there one more accurate?
Point for Toby!
Everybody knows what just happened, but nobody will admit to it.
Well, you know, or it's almost as bad as a fart in the line at the grocery store.
Nah, that's crop dusting.
No, because you're in line.
No,
like
when you're in an open area and you just... crop dust.
Yeah. No, that's a crop dust means that you walk past out of the area.
Elevator's a straight hot box.
You talk about being boxed. funny how.
Oh, man.
What is Adrian talking about?
He's letting people
know.
He's letting people know.
Ask these guys where the bathroom is.
He has to answer the question quickly so they don't keep.
Why don't we just
trying
get
to get directions?
Hey, we're
as
on
long
the
as that,
radio.
As long as that guy doesn't come around here who asks us who the greatest NFL player of all time is, because
that for like a month straight.
Dude, he comes here. He's good for every other week. He goes, "Let me ask you two something. Who's the greatest player in NFL history?" And so I obviously always answer this guy, Leroy Horde. And so he was good. He was good. But no. And then Leroy goes, "Jim Brown." And I got the same thing every time. The guy goes, "He's two. He's two in his definitive rankings." And we're like, "Who, sir?" "Lawrence Taylor." And I'm just like, I got to continue to entertain this guy with the same riddle every time.
Right.
With his red headphones every time.
No,
every time.
Dude, and I love the guys who are like, "I was at the Orange Bowl watching the Dolphins back in the late 60s.
No lie. This is no lie.
Yeah.
I bet you I've met a million people that had season tickets to the
undefeated season.
Yeah.
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 We got Pudge coming up later. I tweeted out the video of the ball. Like, everybody's retweeting. Like, I remember being there.
Why are we having Pudge on? Is there a reason?
Yeah, he's doing cool work, and he's Pudge Rodriguez.
No, I mean, I didn't know if he was promoting something.
He's doing the Puerto Rico has been obliterated by hurricanes?
Yes. Is he
a big thing in Puerto Rico is coffee farms. And so he is bringing back coffee trees to these coffee farms to kind of get people back up on their feet.
Oh, wow. That's like creating jobs for people and all that stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And also, he's Pudge. He's
I mean, I get that.
He's Marlins catcher goat.
I get that aspect.
Charles Johnson? Yes.
Well, Charles Johnson was the first Marlins draft
pick. I do love Charles Johnson, though.
Pudge was 1 year, but it was an excellent year.
Was CJ on the 97 team?
Yes.
Guess who the catcher was when I was in Cleveland?
Who?
Jake Taylor.
No, Alamar.
Yeah, he was good. Sandy Alomar Jr. was good.
He's 6'5".
Pudge was like so good. Catching cool with the knee throw
from one knee.
Ridiculous.
And he's tiny.
The tiny.
He is tiny, but no, he. Well, let's put it this way. He's short, for reasons I'd rather not get into. He was swole.
He ate a spinach.
Are we going to talk to him about a statue?
Plenty of push-ups.
What's that?
Are we going to talk to him about a statue?
If you want.
I mean,
what statue?
He's got a statue of himself at his house.
He's a statue of himself at his house.
It's awesome.
I'd do it if I could.
I would too.
Really?
My house,
I don't
my rules, my stuff.
You wouldn't love a statue? I would
say, hey, where do you live? I live right outside the house with the statue.
If you had that statue, maybe it'd keep the iguanas away.
Although, if I put a statue of myself outside, I think I'd give myself hair.
I think within 2 weeks, it'd be covered in spiders.
You ever think about, like, back in the day, having to be, like, the royal sculptor?
No, I've never thought
about
that,
actually. Yeah, like, that's crazy. Because think about this. These people
artists. They didn't have sculptures.
No, they did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, really?
There's all these statues around Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had to, hogs out too. Like these Greeks didn't give a bleep.
No, but
or Romans.
You know about that. That in Greek, the reason why all the statues are showing their manhood and they're small is because Greeks believed that large dongs were. Not good. They were. It's like they had the backwards view of what we do in modern society.
Hey, check this out.
But so that's why all the statues were made. So
I'd rather go the other way than.
Hold on. So you're telling me there was some Roman hung like a moose, and he's like, man, you got everything down to a science. You got my chin,
right?
You got my arms,
yeah.
But man, we gotta shave that one down a little bit because it's a little embarrassing
correct.
If I'm just without out here with my.
It was
with
looked
my,
at like as unseemly. I mean, if you had
was that like, is that like back in the day where like fat was considered a thing of beauty because
correct. You had more money, you could eat more
wealth.
Food.
Yes, correct. That's 1,000% correct.
And then King Henry would die of gout. Or just be walking around with all this gout and syphilis, and they're just like,
well, it's like in Japanese culture where you're supposed to slurp your noodles. Like, the more noise you make, the better the food is.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that was in Mr. Baseball.
Yep, it was. I love Mr. Baseball. It's one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yep.
What would you go?
It's funny that you remember the food eating lines.
No, I remember all the lines. It was a great
movie. Would you go marble statue, or would you go iron?
Who
makes steel?
Iron statue? No, I'd go bronze, bro.
Would you go abstract?
No.
I think I would go...
abstract.
Rock. So you could chisel my body out of that rock.
What about
chisel.
What about
could make you in 2 seconds. My daughter has some...
Play-Doh?
What is that stuff that they... No, that goo. She got like a 10-pound thing of goo. I could start right there.
Hmm.
All right, so apparently the Heat Media Relations Twitter account says that the media is supposed to arrive by around 1:30.
But
1:25, Dion's going
to
be lifting.
No. But that usually, they tell you to arrive at least a half an hour, 45 minutes before actual availability.
All right. So we should be hearing about Dion Waiters and where things stand with that fairly shortly. So we'll keep you posted on that. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. We're back right after this. Welcome back, everybody. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center. We're here each and every week. We're here a little bit extra this week because of the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. $1 million guaranteed championship packed in there. You can still get in here. $1,100 buy-in. It goes... We'll just go till Leroy. Goes through the...
22nd. If you're cheap like me, come hit up one of these satellites. They got one at 3.
Yep.
At 6 and at 8 today. $140.
You can get all your details on this at shrpo.com. Speaking of betting, I'm tired of this Patriots nonsense, man. I can't anymore with these bruhs. I mean, this Julian Edelman coming out and hawking bet against us t-shirts. Is there a lamer move than this? I mean, for a team that's done so much winning, they are so lame. So lame.
You know why I don't believe in none of that? You're looking at a guy who lost to a team that was 11-point under him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, players aren't aware of point spreads. Not normally. I've never, until I got done with football, no idea about point spread. Right? I knew who everybody was picking, maybe like that, but not what point spreads were. Now, I'll say this. On Sunday, They play on Sunday. They play first game or second game?
Patriots?
Yeah.
Second game.
So at, what is it, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6:40.
So, yeah. So it'll be 5:40 Kansas City?
Yes.
Right. Think about this. Once you go on that field, nobody give a damn about a point spread. Because if you get 11, you don't get those 11 points during the game. So who cares about being an underdog?
Most people are like looking at this and saying, bet against you. What are we talking about here? Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. You actually think that since you have become a multiple-time champion, people have really put a lot of doubt into you?
No, they don't. They look.
But they're the first one to chirp up. They're like, ha, he's playing 50 cents many men.
They're just looking for anything, man.
Look.
Come on.
They're reaching. They're looking for something. Right? But on Sunday, when you go on that field, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Kansas City doesn't care that you're a favorite. They're going to try to beat the hell out of you.
It would be like the Warriors coming out this year because they had a little bit of struggle.
Y'all doubted us.
Wait a minute.
This was not going to be – you guys thought this wasn't going to roll. It's like –
Can we give Draymond minus one for that nonsense?
Oh, I hate him.
-1.
Wait a minute. Listen, Boogie just came out and said the Warriors are the most hated team in sports.
Huh? No, they're not.
Not even close.
Listen, here's the funniest thing about the Warriors. You can hate 8 guys on that team, but you got Steph.
You can,
and he kind of.
There is no. If there is a Steph hater on this planet,
no Steph haters.
I got to be honest with you. Like, I feel like the guy who's most hated in the NBA right now is James Harden. If we're going to say who's actually the most hated person,
not KD.
I think it's KD, man.
I think it's James Harden. I think a lot of people are hating on
just
his
style,
his skill set.
But that's
his style.
Different, though.
But that's because he's being
your
so
style
good.
Of game. Okay, wait a minute. If that's the case. You got to kind of hate Tom Brady's style of playing quarterback.
I do hate his style of
playing quarterback. Like Dink and Duncan.
I hate it.
It's right. So boring.
Every time Tobin saw a little white guy, whether a running back or receiver.
It's so frustrating.
He wanted to punch someone.
I look around at all these Patriots and I'm like, how do you like this? You like this? You like this?
Like winning,
I like winning, bro.
Like, man, you are the only winning. Person. You are the only person I know. That complains about how you win.
That's not true.
That is true. That's
well, because
true.
He's because true. He's never won. He doesn't his Jaguars. Right. He doesn't know.
Whoa!
What?
Peace.
What?
You ain't. What?
Minus one.
How many Super Bowls you won?
Minus one.
5, man. My team's won 5.
He always does that too. Like
yeah. He
like
picks and chooses. Oh, no, I'm not a Boston fan. I'm even. If Boston wins championship this year, you best believe he's going to come in here painting like Green Man Group.
Such a Celtics fan. You know
I'm not a Celtics fan.
Dude, you were nipples out last night when Kyrie hit that shot. Don't lie.
I didn't even see it.
Get out of here.
Did not.
Please.
I was busy looking at the freaking ridiculous All-Star game that again we had with Houston and Brooklyn.
All right. Yeah, you weren't in your Bobby Orr pajamas.
I know.
Just dancing around
the
house.
The Bruins, it's different.
It's all Boston.
Bobby
Orr's love them all.
Somebody said when they lose the next shirt, we'll read. Should have focused on practice more instead of that dumbass shirt.
It's just people are doubting. I guess people think we suck. It's like, no, Tom. People are, people just actually happen to look at this with a curious eye and be like, you're 50. How are you still this good? Sorry if there's just a little bit of question. We've never seen anything like this in sports before.
Avocado ice cream,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, avocado ice cream with a side of Deca.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I will say this because, I mean.
You should have been in the avocado song.
Here's what's weird. Drew Brees is about the same damn age.
Yeah.
Hey, he says birthdays.
You don't get none of that about him. Why is that?
He does it the right.
Because he's just tired of Tom Brady?
He does it the right way.
Don't get any what?
Like
Drew Brees. Well, because he's never been accused of cheating.
You mean the questions of PEDs?
No, just the questions in general.
He's had bad seasons. Like people have thought like the Champagne thing was going to be written off a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah.
Remember how bad that defense was? But
no,
he was still
sitting here
atop the league in passing yards.
Basically, the story in the league this year for a good couple of weeks was the resurgence of the Saints. Because
the defense more than anything.
But the team in general because
right.
They haven't been like the Patriots, where it's just been a solid block of freaking, 13 years.
They played in the most turnover division there is. Like, that right. division flips from worst to first.
Atlanta went to the
anybody.
Super Bowl.
Right, right.
And then
the Patriots
Carolina went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Correct.
The Patriots get to play against
Tampa Bay.
Bums all year. Bums. It's like a tune-up fight. every year.
Spit my eye. No more.
Wait, who spit in whose eye?
Toby's spinning my eye.
Oh, my. Minus one.
Tune-up fight.
God, yeah.
Minus one.
I disagree. How did it get to that angle?
Leroy's going to...
What do you think? It ricocheted off my teeth?
Leroy's so going to get... he's going to get conjunctivitis now, and he's going to kill you.
Really?
Yes.
That's where you went with that?
Yeah, because there's bacteria and saliva.
Wait, you know, things could just be nasty and disgusting without catching something.
Oh, you're going
to
catch something.
Like, I don't need to catch pink eye to know that getting spit in the eye...
Bro.
Because he popping his peas over here is not cool.
Monday, when your eye is pink, you call me. I got drops for that.
Really?
It's my son's third birthday on Saturday. There's a good chance I come back with pink eye.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you hang out with a bunch of kids, it's a germ casserole.
A bunch of three-year-olds, you're doomed. Doomed.
Hey, my daughter spent her first 5 years of life with the sniffles. Like, it's just kids, man. Their immune system is getting right.
This is the bad part that's coming up in my household, right? So I've railed against this group for a long time. A long time.
What group?
One of the most evil groups, I think, in America. That's Girl Scouts.
Oh, no.
Selling their cookies.
Correct.
Oh, they're delicious, though.
Oh, my God.
They are delicious. They are delicious.
That is cracking.
But they kind of force... Man, look.
But they post up outside that Publix.
Side note. How do you feel about people pillaging you when you're going to do shopping?
I know.
I want to help out.
Well, it's low-hanging fruit because you're going into the grocery store to buy some sort of food products anyways. They're like, you might as well get some cookies while you're on the way in there.
No.
Yes.
Like, they accost you before you even...
Yeah, before you get in the store, yeah.
I feel like the spare change guy.
Now the Girl Scouts are cute, but here's the thing. They got little uniforms.
These kids these days.
They do it with everything, though.
Soccer team, baseball team, basketball team.
No,
that's a different story. The Girl Scouts are on their plate of their own. Like, if you're sitting there with a helmet collecting change outside the Publix, like, that's a different story.
But here's the worst part. These moms, they all got a competition.
Nope.
And so, no. And so they're all sitting out there, gotta sell the most cookies. Already hounding every relative there is. And my wife is annoyed to high hell with these Girl Scout moms.
Your wife was never a Girl Scout?
Never.
Well, she doesn't.
I wouldn't have married her.
Really?
She goes to me. She goes, hey, can you mention the Girl Scout sales on the air?
Oh, because your daughter's a Girl Scout?
Correct.
Oh, no.
You think, she thinks.
No. No, I got one worse.
Oh, no.
She says.
The box of chocolates. That they send home with your kid.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, no, and so my wife goes, hey, why don't you take a box to work? I say, how about I just give you $20 and we say that I did?
It's crazy. So yeah. She's like, yeah, why don't you mention on the air we're selling cookies? I'm like, you think I'm going to use this platform to go there?
You know,
and hawk.
By the way, and I would do this if Zach.
Girl Scout cookies.
If Zach were like a Cub Scout and they sold something or whatever, like, you know, I'd use the whole Miami email system. But we've gotten in the past.
We've gotten in the past from the whole company
email. Hey, I'm selling cookies if you want to come to my office. And I got,
right.
I got tagalongs and Thin Mints and Samoas.
But I was offended that she didn't think I would use.
Why are you talking like Marge?
That's snivelly.
It's the voice.
Sniveling guy at the office.
Yeah.
I was offended that she's
I got
she
the new peanut butter ones.
Snickerdoodles. that I would use this platform.
You guys are quite familiar with all the names.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They are delicious. I can't deny that. Oh. But, like, I'm not using this show to go and sell Girl Scout cookies.
What's your address? Well, I'll stop by.
What?
You need a bus pass and transfer to get to his house.
I would need a ticket on Southwest.
It's a hike.
My daughter never did Girl Scouts.
But wait a minute. We overlooked something. Robbie, in the middle of all of this, said, I have an out.
And What's an out?
Well, yeah. That's,
well, I mean, this isn't really work. This isn't for Girl Scout cookie sales, but there's been people trying to hustle you at the Publix when you try to walk in, and I always have an out because I know their deal is like, oh, come do this, donate money and all that. I was like, I say to them, I know I want to do it, but I know you guys don't take cash, and I don't feel comfortable giving card information. And then they're boxing, I can walk in.
Who doesn't take cash?
He's boxing in a child.
Wait a minute.
It's not a child. These are grown people.
Who doesn't take cash?
Well, there's some of these people like legally they can't take cash.
I got one worse for you.
For some of these donations.
Like, who's out there collecting a lawyer?
I got one worse.
They have an iPad and everything too.
Jesus.
I went to Whole Foods one time.
Right.
And outside of Whole Foods was little Santa Claus ringing the little Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. So, but he was heckling folks.
Really?
Yeah.
For being cheap bastards?
No. So he said, Merry Christmas, lady. I hope you just came back from the gym. Merry Christmas.
Damn.
I'm like, wow.
Truth Santa.
See now,
I guess.
See, now you guys get, like, Hebro Scott wants me to hawk the raffle tickets we're selling. I'm like, no. So it's not what the airwaves are meant for.
Raffle tickets?
I just would never do that.
Well, yeah, like, we're selling raffle tickets to go see Elton John.
Somebody
and,
said, technically, you already did.
No, I wouldn't do that. What, like, can you get the link available on my Instagram page at Brendan_Tobin?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, you can.
Wait, how about this?
If you want.
Somebody just said, tell me if this is accurate.
What?
You ready? My daughter's in Scouts for the first time this year. Mm-hmm. She needs to sell 300 boxes for $1,200 worth. I'm on the hook for the difference unless that's how stuffy Palm Beach Gardens
works. I know we got to get 100 boxes. I'm picking up 100 boxes.
And you're
100
like,
boxes? Do you get to determine which ones you get?
I think so. Because
I tell you, here's the worst part. Here's the worst part about Girl Scouts.
If you don't sell the 100 boxes.
When they only have the nasty ones left.
Right.
They don't have your.
It's like yellow Starburst.
If you don't sell the 100 boxes, are you on the hook?
I'm not on the hook for anything.
Is the wife on the hook?
I don't think so. If she is, we're going to have problems.
You can't return them.
You know what? Let's forget this. If anybody wants some snickerdoodles, go to Brendan_Tobin on Instagram. I got the link. You guys worried me now. Now I don't know.
If you're on the hook.
At Brendan_Tobin, my little cute Sophia, she sells the best cookies. I got the peanut butters. I got the snickerdoodles. I got the Thin Mints.
Oh,
why
God.
Are you talking like
I'll
a
autograph.
Drug dealer
Hey, by
now.
The way, if you got the first people to buy five, I will autograph every box with the term boxed in on it.
Hey, somebody said if the Girl Scout doesn't sell her boxes, she's boxed in with the Girl Scout troop.
You guys buy 10 if you guys buy a pack of 10 cookies, the whole show will sign them.
Wait.
When did I get?
How much
into
is a box
this?
Of cookies? Are? Remember, you used to get this big gigantic box for like $2.
How much is a box?
I don't know. I
like $5?
I don't know. Let me check. Let me check my Instagram page. Anyway,
we got news on
Dion Waiters. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.